listening to BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and Richard Armitage is here. Hello.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. It'd be rude of me not to offer you some orangeade bread before we continue the interview.
Go on then, pass it over.
Oh, no, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm you need the protective sheet on the floor in case you're...
How many people have had a go at this?
Well...
Just me and Scott so far.
Me and Becky and everyone in Tonga.
I can take it.
Okay.
All right.
Have a go. So you think, if you don't like it, I won't be offended.
People...
Oh, no!
That was
great. That is rank. I can't bear it. That's nasty.
Describe what happened in your mouth.
That's kind of mushy and slightly fizzy and dirty.
Becky quite liked it.
Yeah.
There we are. A lot of people incredibly excited that you're here today. Even the theme to this show, you know the show, I mean, causes a lot of excitement in the office here at Radio 1. This one. See? Little kind of... I love it. Now, you've got a new show as well, which we'll talk about in a minute, which starts tomorrow on Sky One.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of fans that are ladies, don't you?
Yeah. Oh.
And what are they called?
Both of them.
No, no, there's a special name for them, isn't there?
Oh, the Armitage Army. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
I only found this out today, the Armitage Army.
Yeah.
Now, without, I'm not going to be rude to these people, because they're lovely, obviously. A lot of people have been in touch with me today from the Army.
Yeah.
And the ones that got in touch, they're all of a certain age.
Yeah. Have they been texting in about the Fanta bread?
No, just been on Twitter and stuff.
Right, yeah.
What's the average age of your fans, would you say?
I think one of them is about 25 and the other one's about 35, so...
Oh, OK. Yeah. No, the ones just on Twitter seem a bit older than that.
OK, so, yeah.
Anyway, no offence to the Armitage Army. I know they're all listening now. Is it true that they throw pants at you?
Pans?
Pants.
No.
Pants.
Yeah. Pants. I don't
get it
if they just threw saucepans.
No, no pants have ever come in my direction.
Oh, see, that must be false, that rumour that we heard.
Oh, I read in an interview, because I was doing some research upstairs, that you were doing an interview with some guy from a newspaper and some pants flew at the window, but maybe he was just talking metaphorically.
Yeah, I think he was. No. I've got pants in the post.
Oh, have you?
They were pants for me, not someone else's pants.
Oh, right.
Okay. You've had pants sent to you, haven't you, Scott?
I have, actually, yeah. There was a time where...
it's Kevin that sends you the pants.
Yeah. Once a month, I get a new pair.
A new pair of pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of took it as... But they thought my work was pants, but...
Oh, no. Yeah. That. But, like, so... It wasn't a fan sending you them?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was, right.
And do you wear them, or...?
I'm wearing them now.
Yeah. Okay, good. Which of your roles do you think
you don't know what I'm here for now? You were looking at that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've lost your chat. Go on.
This is the pant thing. Which of your roles do you think people find you most attractive for?
I don't know. Maybe John Thornton, North and South. It was a bit of a romantic piece. Mm. You know, there was a bit of a kiss at a railway station at the end, and I think that probably did it.
See, we've got another theory. We think it's going to be your Robin Hood character, Guy Gisborne, because... Girls like kebab boy, don't they?
Girls like kebab boy, yeah. Hey. You're right. They do. But they didn't see me at the Birmingham Rep as a dancing banana.
No.
That would have done it. Seriously.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's not on your sheet, is it?
No.
No.
What's that?
Yeah.
That
we only had man in pub and smug man at party.
No, one of my first jobs as Sophia Miles will testify was at the Birmingham Rep and I played a dancing banana in a Faye Weldon play. So,
amazing.
Yeah, find the pictures for that one.
Google that.
I'll just go on Armitage Army.
Go on, do
it. Yeah, definitely.
They'll have the costume and everything.
No, but just say that Guy from Robin Hood has absolutely no redeeming features at all, does he?
He does, under the leather.
Right.
There's a redeeming feature.
Is there?
Yeah.
But...
He's soft on the inside.
Yeah, but they...
You see, that's why girls like bad boys, is because they think
they're
that
tough.
They'll be nasty to everyone apart from them, and just them they'll protect.
You can tame them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really not. Everyone's like, oh, he's so hot. But he's just murdered that woman.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Yeah. But there's something about him. You know what I mean? Let's talk about your new show on Sky One, which starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow night,
Tell us a bit more about it.
I play John Porter. It's Chris Ryan's creation, the novel Strike Back. I play John Porter. He's an SAS... operative who kind of makes a decision not to kill a suicide bomber, and that has a bad effect on the rest of his life. He loses his family and his kids, and he kind of goes on a journey of redemption.
Okay. And, like I said, starts somewhere at 9 o'clock on Sky One.
Sky One, and it's a double episode, so you can see the first episode and second episode back-to-back.
Very good. Are you in HD?
We are in HD, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not a fan
of
that.
Well, no, it looks great, but the face in HD is scary, isn't it? Come on.
It's like when you can see the nose hairs of the umpires when you're watching Wimbledon. Yeah. That's when I think it's a bit too far.
That scene in 50 Rock where they put the girl into HD, it's exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah,
warts,
yeah, yeah.
Warts and nose hair and
it's
everything.
It's all HD, 3D, yeah. HD, 3D now, isn't it?
Can you imagine 3D, me in your living room? In 3D,
Maybe you'll like, hold a hand out on purpose. I'm back. You must have to train so hard for these roles, like particularly this new one.
Yeah, this was pretty tough. I worked with a trainer in the UK and three SAS guys in South Africa, so it was quite... It was a physical experience for me, the whole thing. So
it's not just a few star jumps, is it?
Not really.
No. What do they make you do? Do they shout?
They shout at you and make you run around the park with a stick until you're sick and, strip down weapons and reassemble them and try and come through a door without coming through the door.
I can't even do 10 push-ups, do I?
That sounds quite hard. When you say that with a stick, what do you mean?
Well, I had to run around a park with a stick that was the size and weight of a gun, just to sort of get used to running with a gun.
So, how many hours a day would you have to do that?
Two or three. Lots of changing direction and sort of, a few star jumps.
Right. Just to warm up.
Yeah, just one or two.
We're told that John Porter is like he's going to be like the British Jack Bauer. Are we being told that because everyone likes 24, or is it actually true?
I think it's probably because it is a bit like 24. I, believe it or not, haven't seen 24, very much of it. I've seen one, I think. Yeah. I think that's probably a good thing because I don't really know how to compare it. But I think the one-man mission aspect of it is, and the scale of Strike Back, although there's only six episodes, I think there's something kind of cinematic about it which makes people feel...
It looks like a movie.
Yeah, like three movies.
How long did that take to make?
It took us about 16 weeks in all, because we started in South Africa and we went up to Namibia and kind of got all the landscapes on film. And then there's a lot of post-production as well, because we shot on 35mm and then it has to be translated into HD, so it was quite a big journey, yeah.
Yeah, OK. Like we were saying about the training, we had Gerard Butler in recently. We have him in quite a lot. And when he's doing just a romantic comedy, he comes in here, he has a cake, well, 10 cakes. He doesn't care, he loves a cake. But if he's got to do a tough guy role, like the last time he was in, oh my God, what does he look like?
He was so buff.
Incredible. Yeah. He won't touch a thing. He just won't eat.
What coffee did you have to get me? It was a soy latte, wasn't it? You see?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Are you in training right now?
Yeah, all the time. I'm actually doing sit-ups at this moment.
Right.
You can't see, but I'm...
But won't the phantom bread have ruined
that's
all your...
That's why he's
work.
About it out, you see.
Oh, right.
Secretly, he loved it, but he couldn't eat it for diet reasons.
You actually liked the phantom bread, but you spat it out. Now, that is dedication.
I'm actually looking at it now, thinking of maybe putting it back in.
Don't do that, please. It looks much more attractive on the floor, doesn't it?
Yeah, on the plastic sheet. Lovely.
Right, Richard Armitage is with us. We're going to play Timberland and Carry Out. BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, Timberland and Carry Out. Richard Armitage is with us. A new show called Strike Back tomorrow on Sky 1. And it's an HD. This all over Sky 1 at the moment, isn't it? It's their priority, obviously.
It is, yeah. It's big
huge
news for them, yeah.
Big news. Like, normally, it's like trailer for Strike Back, then someone offering you some cash for gold or something, then Strike Back, then so you can buy a sofa, then Strike Back again.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's good. That's our audience, though.
It's on all the time. That must be a bit of pressure.
I kind of knew that from the beginning, that, they're taking big risk with me. So I kind of tried to, do my best and...
Not really taking a risk, are they?
Well, it is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Handing the show to
just you.
Just me. Kind of, here you go, do some sit-ups and then go to South Africa and film, so...
Yeah. One of our listeners, Sam, wakes up, draws the curtains every morning. Oh, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
And,
her face.
It's your face.
Yeah,
yeah, massive your face. Yeah. Like, the billboard is right outside her house.
Getting into her bedroom window.
That's
nice.
A bit strange, isn't it?
No, that's not good, is it?
Have you ever been... That must have happened to you quite a lot, because they are everywhere. You're just like, oh, it's me again.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of look the other way now, but it's good because they're kind of eye-catching and it's doing the job, and you know the show's out there, don't you?
It's just like you times 100.
100, yeah. They did offer me one of the posters, but I just can't fit it anywhere.
Where are you going to put
that? Exactly.
They're huge.
Yeah.
How big's your house?
Not that big.
No.
Much smaller.
What are they thinking?
Yeah.
Do you get picture approval of things like that? Because obviously you don't want... If your face is that big and you're going to be, on the M4 or something...
Yeah, I funnily enough, I did for this. And one of the things I really was concerned about, I didn't want to have a massive picture of me like that holding a gun.
Hmm.
That was really important to me because I feel like this show is about more than that. So, yeah, I did on this.
Okay. because you don't want a really bad photo.
It's going to be holding a Fanta bread.
That would be really bad. Spitting it out, even worse. Because that also, long after the show's finished, those billboards sometimes stay there for ages, don't they?
Yeah, you can look forward to sort of pieces of me gradually being torn away. I might have a go at it myself.
Right, we should talk about spooks, really.
Yeah.
Because I know this is, you're just saying this is your day off.
It's my day off.
You're one day off.
Back tomorrow.
So you're in the middle of filming at the moment.
Yeah, halfway through series 9.
Okay. Wow. And that looks a lot of fun doing that show.
It is. It's crazy. And because the scripts change as we speak them and after sometimes, it keeps you on your toes.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, you get rewrites.
Make it up like Lost.
No, after you've shot a scene, they'll sometimes give you a rewrite and you think, hang on, we've just shot this, and it's because they're kind of rejigging the show
all the time.
And keeping it really, really fresh. So it,
I've
certainly changed. As an actor, having done Spooks, I'll never be the same again.
No. Wow. Do you feel... I'm sorry for all the spy questions, but
yeah,
I'm excited by this. Do you feel when you're doing it, like, you're actually being a real spy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Is it realistic, do you think? I mean, do you speak to proper spies to try and get an idea of... You know, like, if you were going to be a hairdresser...
I didn't speak to a proper spy.
I know. But if you were going to be a hairdresser, you'd go and be one for a while, like, shadow them or something.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Well, you can't find them. Because they're so elusive.
Because they're spies.
You try to find spies and you just can't find them anywhere.
Right. But, so you just make it up and hope that that's what being a spy is like?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've all kind of worked with researchers. But sometimes, you know, when they're trying to develop a new idea for Spooks, a new piece of technology, that a real spy would go, no way, that would never happen. They don't want to hear that. So you do kind of engage quite a big portion of your imagination and then try and make it as believable as possible.
I went to... there's a shop in London. Have you ever been to that spy shop?
Yeah, it's on... Park Lane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I went there the other day. Have you been there?
You really are obsessed. What are you bugging us with now?
I didn't buy
the office.
I didn't
buy
a decoder.
Yes, I bugged you. I know, that's so good.
That sort of thing's illegal.
But that's the kind of thing that you see and you're like, oh, God, they actually exist, you know, like little, pens with bugs in and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good. Have you not been there?
No.
It's incredible. Yeah. So that's the kind of thing
that's probably where we get most of our props.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think it must be hard work being a spy, though, because you never see on Spooks, like, they never go home, they never eat anything, they don't have any hobbies.
No.
Like, what does Lucas do in his spare time?
He hides under the covers.
But, well, I'd quite like to see a bit more of Lucas. Like, you know, if he's got a stamp collection, then show us occasionally.
Reveal it.
You know?
Yeah.
If he is a fan of the Model Railway, then we want to see that. It's all very well, this spy stuff, but where's the other side of Lucas? Oh. Maybe you could put that... Oh, you're nearly finished now, aren't you?
Season 9. Well, you know what? This year, they do kind of turn him inside out a bit. They peel back some layers and he isn't who you think he is.
Oh, really?
He's somebody else.
Is that a plot
somebody
spoiler?
Else entirely.
God.
Yeah, it is. Bit of a spoiler there.
Yeah. Is he addicted to World of Warcraft or something? Is that what it is?
World of Warcraft? Mm.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
He's not giving anything
He's not
away.
Then, is he? No. We were saying earlier, Spooks is really good at killing people off when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Are you going to die in this series?
Well, okay, thanks.
I have...
What? I just thought if I slipped it in really quickly after you said
building
that...
up to that.
He might not notice and then we just get the real answer. Now you've drawn attention to it. Now
my next bit was...
Lie.
My next bit was, it could happen any time, Richard. It's not just at the end of the series on Spooks. It could just be like, oh, here I am in episode 2. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, I mean, we do kind of have little bets with each other, because you could, if you wanted to, just keel over and refuse to get up while they're filming. I don't know.
Are you trying to get in there before they do it to you?
Exactly. Exactly. Start choking in the middle of the scene and then there's no escape. But I've kind of said, do with it what you will and surprise me. So I quite like the idea of opening a script and finding that I'm...
5 minutes before.
Decapitated, but... Because normally they bring you into the office and warn you, but I've kind of said, no, don't warn me, just write it.
Really?
How exciting is that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it could happen at any time.
It could happen at any moment.
And...
Obviously not now, at this moment in time.
Now, yeah. But
well,
though,
you never know, fingers
ratings.
Crossed. That Fanta bread.
That was the last they heard of Richard and played Lucas. So... Between finding out on the script, which is what you've requested, and actually filming it, how long would that be?
Within 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get a script and then within 2 weeks you've pretty much shot it.
So it's got a bit of time to sink in.
Yeah.
That you're leaving.
A couple of hours to work out how you're going to go. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today. I've got some listeners' questions as well.
Go on then.
Sarah wants to know how long it took to put those tattoos on in Spooks, because they look very complicated.
We've got it down to about 2 hours.
What do?
You just have to sit there while five people kind of cover you in transfer.
Do you listen to music or what happens?
No, I just fall asleep.
Do you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Stace wants to know, what was it like working with Lily Allen's dad, Keith?
Wicked.
Yeah.
Truly wicked.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Were you sad when they said they were finishing Robin Hood from Harry?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a real shame. Yeah, it should have gone on. They should have got 5 series out of it, but there you go, never mind.
Okay. And finally, do you think the blonde girl who was in Spooks now looks better with longer hair? And that's from Chappers, who used to work on this show.
Who are they talking about?
Oh, God, I've forgotten her name.
Oh.
She was in Single Married Arthur recently.
Yeah, Miranda.
Yes.
Oh, I think she looked good with the shaved head. I thought she looked weird.
They are, Chappers. Thanks for tweeting me. Richard, it's been a pleasure. Make sure you watch Strike Back tomorrow on Sky One. And thank you very much for coming in today.
Cheers, Scott.
Sorry about the Fanta bread.
No problem.
Thank you.